Continuing with Margaret, important engineers did not hang about in city parks feeding dirty birds. Journalists, too, had noticed Tesla on his avian missionary work. Going home after midnight, a reporter might find him standing in the darkness, lost in thought, with a bird or two taking food from his hands or lips, even though it was well known that birds were blind at night and preferred to be in their roosts. At such times, Tesla was apt to make it clear to the reporters that he didn't care to talk with them. Later, two of them would find out why. Another journalist told of meeting him wandering about in Grand Central Station. When asked if he had a train to catch, he replied, "No, this is where I do my thinking." On the night of the Edison Medal presentation ceremony, a banquet was held in the Engineers Club. Afterward, the members and guests were to reconvene across the alley in the United Engineering Society's building on 39th Street for speeches. It was a splendid white tie affair. The guest of honor was impeccable, the radiance of his personality shining forth as forcefully as in his youth. All eyes followed his tall, charismatic presence. Yet somehow between the banquet hall and the nearby auditorium, he vanished. How such a flagpole figure managed to disappear, Barron could not for the life of him understand. The committee was in a dither, and a search was begun for the guest of honor. Waiters peered into restrooms. Barron, thinking Tesla might have become ill, rushed into the street to take a taxi to Tesla's hotel, the St. Regis. But following an impulse, he found his steps turning instead toward Bryant Park. Making his way through the gathering dusk, Barron reached the entrance to the park, only to find it blocked by a group of strollers watching something in the shadows. Barron edged his way in, and there stood Tesla, festooned from head to toe in pigeons. They perched upon his head, pecked feed from his hands, and covered his arms, while a living, gurgling carpet of birds swarmed over his black evening pumps. The inventor spotted Barron and cautiously raised a figure to his lips, disengaging feathered friends in the process. Finally, while Barron stood anxiously by, Tesla dusted feathers from his finery and consented to be led back into the hall to receive his tribute. Barron's formal testimonial to his old friend was eloquent and sincere. Quote, "Were we to seize and eliminate from our industrial world the results of Mr. Tesla's work," he reminded his colleagues, "the wheels of industry would cease to turn. Our electric cars and trains would stop. Our towns would be dark. Our mills would be dead and idle. Yes, so far-reaching is his work that it has become the warp and woof of industry. His name marks an epoch in the advance of electrical science. From that work has sprung a revolution." He closed by paraphrasing Pope's lines on Newton. "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, let Tesla be, and all was light."
For the first time, In the dream I could pilot my flight with the thoughts in my mind. Since it wasn't any up or down, everybody was all around. When we sang, we all sang together. Oh, what a beautiful sound.
Persecution, I sing it like you got